Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris hasn't gotten used to the echo effect yet. We'll have to put him under echo when he does it the next time. Randall, you're about to say something.
Yeah, right. Just before the break there, you were talking about how important the people are and the experiencers. Recently, I just learned from one of our exchanges before the show that you are, is it an associate producer with James Fox's recent film, The Phenomena?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So that is really important. It
talks had James on a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. Yeah. And so you know from that how important all of the people are. I mean, consider all the students in the case in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, the aerial school.
Yeah.
And Rua. Incredible case. One that I didn't really take seriously, and James didn't either for many years. I think there's Randall Nixon is coming out with a film just about that case. Of course, John Mack was on site within a couple of days back when the case actually occurred. So James is the only real filmmaker in ufology, possibly the paranormal. I have never seen such a well-crafted, absolutely just stunning example of taking a subject and using the medium as an educational tool. When you see this film, most people who, you know, like us, who know the cases, know the history, there's a lot of stuff in there that you probably don't know. Cases that are like, whoa, you know, really good stuff. And he has one-on-one interviews with quite a number of the primary witnesses. And then that, plus the cutting-edge science that's being done at Stanford, you know, Christopher Mellon coming right out. and you know, we're talking about what the assistant Secretary of Defense for the or Secretary of Intelligence for the Defense Department. He's got some pretty heavy hitters in there. Harry Reid, John Podesta, all the stuff that you know, people into ufology, they all know all this stuff. But James pulled really interesting quotes out of these people that I've never seen them go over their, you know, step over that line and really make some statements that were quite eye-opening. And I think what will happen if we still have movie theaters and they're still functioning, you know, like we were functioning before this recent crisis, you know, if that film comes out in 1,400 theaters, 95% of the people that are going to sit there in those seats munching popcorn are not going to have any sort of historical knowledge about the field. They'll, of course, they've heard of Roswell, and they've heard of maybe the Tic Tac thing that happened. And most people are going to be in there because they're interested in the subject, but they really don't know about it. This is the first major UFO film ever to get a theatrical release in over 1,000 theaters, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be going.
Yeah, Gene, correct me if I'm wrong.
I think it's 1,400.
There has never been a major theatrical release of a UFO film in over 1,000 theaters.
That's correct. I mean, this is the major thing about this that makes
it
very encouraging.
Okay, my point is 95% of the people that go there are going to get a crash course in the field that they are not going to be able to leave that theater and not realize that this is a real and possibly a serious issue. And this film is disclosure. This is it.
Yeah.
You want disclosure? This is it.
Yeah. Because what it's doing is, you know, we know this. I completely agree with you, Chris, that, yeah, okay, for us out here in the field who have been into this for years, we know. We don't need to be convinced. But what this is going to do is be like a wake-up call for a lot of people who are sitting on the fence or maybe just interested. For sure. Because how much more disclosure do you need than, you know, officials from the government? I mean, it goes all the way back to Rupel, for God's sakes. I mean, he was telling us then that he saw the estimate of the situation in which the people in their own department concluded they were interplanetary.
Yeah, my whole point is that James Fox is an incredible storyteller. And I was so honored to be asked to go out there for a number of weeks and help him do the final pass, do the final, you know, tweaking of the narration script, tweaking of the shots, help him tweak the trailer. I was just so honored.
That is really cool.
I'll tell you, you know, if anybody deserves a little bit of accolade and success, it's James. He is one of the nicest guys in the field. I got to, you know his family really well and his town. And, you know, I can't say enough about how much I admire, appreciate, and honor his work. He was 18 hours away from losing his house, his cars, and his wife. I mean, talk about a guy that really went through it.
Yeah, dedication. I mean, total dedication.
Yeah.
I wish I had known that you were involved in it when we had him on, because it would have been great to get some of his perspective about how he was working with you.
I don't want that. I was helpful in the very beginning, introducing him to Ray Stanford, helping him with Socorro. I mean, I've been kind of helping all along when he asked, but. To be asked to, you know, to sit with Jacques Vallée and go over the thing one last time. I mean, that's one of those bucket list moments, really. I mean,
No question. I mean, in my mind, I'm just envisioning that and going, wow. I mean, he was talking about, though, that a lot of this was done in just kind of like a makeshift trailer. And at one point, like, his chair broke. He spent so much time sitting in his chair that he broke his chair.
He broke three chairs.
Oh, man.
He was sitting on one of those big balls at one point.
God.
And there was no heat, no water, no facilities. But pretty rustic.
Yeah. I don't need to see it in a theater, but I'm going to when it comes out. And getting back to the, you know, whether or not things are going to return to normal, I know that there's a lot of people saying, oh, it's never going to go back to normal, but people just have a way of going back to normal after.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much momentum in the population.
I think this fall, the time that the film's going to come out, I think that there's too many people that want to see it, and justifiably so. And I don't know, did James talk about what his next project is?
I don't actually recall what it was he said he was getting into. What I do recall is he said he was really, really burnt out from the whole thing and just wanted to take some time off.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But, I don't know if he's going to get mad at me saying this. I don't think so. But he has 17 terabytes of video footage. Okay, wrap your head around that number. He went to China twice. He went to South America four times, and not one frame from those trips is in the film. He has so many cases and so many interviews and so many B-rolls and so, the footage he has is jaw-dropping. And he's talking about 10 episodes. I think it could be 13 and then go into a whole second season.
Let's do our break there.
We're going to have more seasons. Okay, more seasons to talk about. Chris, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're talking, of course, about movies. And of course, we have the phenomenon from James Fox, who was here just a few weeks back to talk about the film. He's lucky that it's going to have a September release date because there will be theaters open, we all hope and expect, to show it. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah,
Well, he's kicking around the idea of, let's put it that way, of doing a 10-part series that'll follow up the film. I've been asked to help out and help develop the segments and do some writing and just kind of be there from the inception, which I don't know why he's asking me. Well, I know why he's asking me.
I can't think of a better person for him to ask, really, given your extensive field work and experience and level-headed approach that you take.
I don't sugarcoat anything. I tell it like it is. I'm extremely opinionated, but it's an informed opinion.
Oh, yeah. I think so, that's one of the reasons we all loved you on the show. Actually, we should get to some of that, because since you've left the show, this has opened up these wonderful opportunities for you as well. And you've been expanding on the San Luis Valley Camera Project and the UFO Data Project. Can you tell us about some of that?
Yeah, UFODAP, about a year and a half ago, we did a funding drive, which generated enough cash to underwrite a trip out to the San Luis Valley, where we installed two cameras. Unfortunately, the camera that we installed on the cell tower, which belonged, was owned by the ISP guy out there at AmigoNet, he all of a sudden, after I paid $500 to get the thing up there, he started, putting up hoops for us to jump through about specific types of virtual private networks and other things, because he didn't want us to go into his trunk line for his ISP. And I finally said, look, you've been giving me the runaround for 10 years. That's it. So we have a new ISP. I have to get the old camera down, obviously, but we have new cameras that are going to be going up on a new cell tower that's much better positioned. It's 6 miles south from the camera that we've had operating for a year. And we're also going to mount a multi-sensor data acquisition unit there, which is a fancy name for a box based on a Raspberry Pi that has a recording magnetometer, gravitometer, accelerometers, radio frequency analyzer, EMF meter with an antenna. All this stuff is going to be sitting in a box below the actual camera. We're working on, again, the third leg of the triangle has been really quite a bit of work, but the new ISP that we've been working with has really been stepping up to the plate and helping instead of dragging their feet for 10 years. They're willing to work with us. So, we've got a third camera location. And then I'm going over the Songres into the Wet Mountain Valley and putting a camera east of the San Luis Valley on the other side of the mountains to monitor the peaks of the Songres and anything that goes up and over the mountains from the SOV. It's all funded. We have a 501c3 group of researchers and scientists who are have entered into an agreement with us to go ahead and fund this kind of phase two part of the program. We have systems going in next door to the Skinwalker Ranch. We have a system that's partially up in the Wasatch, which is north of Skinwalker, up towards Salt Lake City and then slightly east. We have a camera that's up in San Pedro that's looking out at Catalina Island. Kevin Day with the UAPX project is interested in and has asked us to advise him and maybe supply equipment for their Guadalupe excursion. I think Catalina is the first one, and they're going all the way down to Guadalupe, where the Nimitz encounters with David Fravor and all that took place. And we have interest from a radio astronomer in Italy, a sky watching group in Australia. We have a camera going in, and I think an MSDAU unit up north of the Yakima Indian Reservation, east of Mount Adams. I could go on and on and on. We've got a group in Switzerland. So things are really kind of taking off. We do have a store that's up, and we customize systems for individual or groups whatever their terrain is, you know, how the trees are set up and where their fields of view are, we can go ahead and customize the best possible coverage for a location.
Yeah, part of this, and wow, you have been busy, and that is absolutely fantastic. When you're talking about all these people who are involved, I'd just like to let our listeners know, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds to me like you've got it set up with this store so that anyone with a few hundred dollars who wants to get involved can join and become part of your project.
Exactly. Our entry-level systems are about $400. Our top-of-the-line system is right around $5,000. That's a full triangulated three cameras and an MSD DAU. Keeps it in the center of the frame. Zooms in on it while it sends GPS coordinates over Google Maps to the other two cameras. They whirl around, focus in on the event, and then everything is plotted on Google Maps with azimuth, altitude, speed, with the radio frequency analyzer. We can get that data, accelerometer, gravitometer data, magnetometer data, and we're also coming up with an auxiliary camera that is going to be dedicated for light spectra. We're going to have a blaze grating that'll divide at night the light of an object that's anomalous, and it will analyze by splitting up the light from the object with a blaze grating into its various light spectra. This is really exciting. No one's ever done this, but not even close in the private sector. I'm sure the military's probably done it, but this is historic. And, you know, people have been asking me, I never really thought of you as a ufologist. And I said, oh, good, don't think of me as I'm not a ufologist. But if I was a ufologist, this is what I would be working on.
I use the word ufology with no shame. I'm a non-apologist ufologist, as Stanton Friedman used to say. I think that we need to support people in the field who are brave enough to go out and do the kind of work that you're doing so that one day you don't have to have those kind of reservations about being a ufologist, because I think this is absolutely one of the best efforts I think I've ever seen come out of the private research sector. I mean, I haven't, QFOS, I think, tried to do something like this, but they never really got it off the ground.
Well, we haven't really signed agreements yet, but you heard it here first. We were contacted by UFO Data. They said, hey, you know, you guys, congratulations. You beat us to the punch. We were trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do. Basically, in principle, we agree that we're going to be collecting data and that they're going to be one branch, UFO Data. They're going to help us analyze it.
More to come with Gene Randall. Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As President Trump prepares to announce a council to get the country back open again, his task force members are saying to wait a bit longer until it's safe. Dr. Deborah Birx wants the leveling off of cases and deaths to continue.
We have not reached the peak. And so every day we need to continue to do what we did yesterday and the week before and the week before that.
Next week, the president will announce the creation of a council of economic and medical experts who will plan on how and when to reopen the country.
If you reopen the country in May and there's a new outbreak or a spike in infections, are you open to the idea of shutting the country down again?
Depending on the outbreak, yeah.
You would be
depending. And that's happened, as you know, in a couple of countries.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is James Fox. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Well, that was the old clock on the wall. We had to stop there for a second. But the point of it is that Chris is working with these other people to get these projects working together at one time after all these years.
Yeah.
With the hope and dreams of something going on, unless we work together, nothing gets done.
I always look at the whole paranormal and the ufological part of this as being kind of a three-pronged conundrum or mystery. And one of those prongs is hard data and actually scientifically measuring effects. You know, obviously we have false positives to be worried about and stuff, but our software is now, and has been for quite a number of months, engaged in artificial intelligence style deep learning. So we have discriminating software that's going to be, determining what a particular event is. And if there's any question, it goes into an unknown folder before it sends an email to us to alert us that something happened. That's one phase. Another phase, which I think is important, is, of course, analyzing the data. That's really important. Obviously, we'd like to replicate data, which is the goal of the scientific method. It's one thing to have, a single event, but to have a duplicate event or an additional event that you're measuring, that's called diagnostic science and the scientific method. But the third thing that's really important, and I have a project that I really can't speak too much about right now, but I have a project that's going to really look at the interrelationship between the phenomenon or phenomena in this case and consciousness and how the observer is an integral part of the process, like Randall and I were talking about earlier, about the experiencer being more important than the experience. The arbiter of that is a consensus, obviously, especially in a group situation. But there's certain things that are operating here that are affecting consciousness that may have some sort of actual physical scientific sort of rationale. There's some sort of process going on that's being affected or is symbiotically affecting phenomenal events. So that being said, I have a team put together that, let's put it this way. You know, you guys know I've worked with, I don't know how many dozens and dozens and dozens of Hollywood production companies, and I've already turned down 2 offers to do my own show on TV, you know, years ago, now 10 years. I've always said, no, I'm not going to do it because you don't know, you're not even close to knowing what you're doing and how a show needs to be done. I don't want to do a show about weird things happening to weird people in a weird place. It's just, no.
Yeah, we don't want the nose cams and the dark rooms
and
the...
And a bunch of people on the team that don't know diddly squat. So I put together a list of A-team investigators in a variety of disciplines that range from haunted sites, EVP work, to, you know, my own work, which crosses over to all these areas, but the cattle deaths, and physical evidence, UFO sightings, that sort of thing, and then crossing over into the Western esoteric tradition, which includes, you know, everything from Hermeticism, Gnosticism, you know, going down the list of Western esoteric traditions, and also the geomantic work, identifying power spots, identifying portals, and doing proactive work in that realm. And then also hardcore ufologists. And I've said this for 8 years on the Paracast. All these things are connected on some level. And, you know, I thought maybe the trickster was a mechanism that connects everything. And I still think that that's a distinct possibility. But
Okay, hang on here, because this is a perfect time to break in with a couple questions on the question bank. This comes from Farla Goulstein, and he was wanting you to talk about the SLV Sky Camera Project earlier in the show. I think we've covered that pretty well. He asks, from your experience to the present day, do you have a main theory as to the source of paranormal phenomena? Are different paranormal phenomena tied to a similar or identical source? And in your worldview, are they're actual intelligent entities that cause paranormal phenomena?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of possibilities. Well, not a lot, but there's a variety of potential players, if you will, or causal forces. One school of thought is it's all aliens. They're coming here. They're messing with us. They've been messing with us, you know, for a thousand or plus years, probably more. We're just kind of, you know, receiving all this stuff and responding and reacting to it. They're in charge. That's one theory. The other theory, you know, it could be aliens. It could be dimensional beings. It could be even time-based phenomenon, us coming back from the future, that sort of thing. That's one theory. Another theory is that we are manifesting this on a collective level, but experientially it happens to individuals. So that's the theory of, you know, these things are just a sketch on a canvas, and we supply the colors, the shading, the kind of the basic outline is there, but we supply all the details. These details conform to our foregone conclusions, things we've been front loaded with that we expect to see if we're in a situation where a UFO flies down or a ghost appears or a miracle happens, religious miracle. So a lot of that is expectation, front loading, and filling in the details. That's another potential. Another potential is that Gaia, this superorganism that pretty much is in charge of a lot of things on the planet, let's say that Gaia is actually sentient on some level, has not only sentience, but an ability to tap into the collective unconscious of everybody, of all the people on the planet. With that particular connection, possibly there's manifestation of events that could affect everybody and affect the environment. My classic example is, what if cattle mutilations was a collective understanding in the collective unconscious that cattle are extremely detrimental to the planet? And possibly cattle mutilations could be a instantaneous manifestation of a warning to ourselves, because collectively we all know on some level that cattle are really catastrophic to the environment. And so perhaps we're manifesting this at the behest of Gaia to either help us or to warn us. And I think basically it all boils down to the survival of the species. The only way that we're going to survive is if we go out and seed the cosmos. The Earth is going to, be destroyed by the sun going supernova. An asteroid's going to hit. Any number of things could happen that would, destroy the world, but the planet would still be here and would recover very quickly. But Gaia, if it is sentient and it does have some sort of agenda, would want to blow, the little birds out of the nest so they could learn to fly and get the hell out of here. So the biodiversity and the wonderful ecosystems on this planet can recover and go back into this wonderful homeostasis, this wonderful, symbiotic relationship between everything on the planet.
We're just going on there with a lot of fascinating discussions. And maybe we're going to learn more about the world. Chris, Gene Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Chris, here, maybe Mother Earth is doing all this stuff with the viruses, causing all these problems, alerting us that how we're screwing up the pooch here.
I would not discount that out of hand. If you don't know something, and if in doubt, entertain all possibilities. What did Conan Doyle say, you know, after you've eliminated all the obvious things and you still haven't solved it, then I forget how it goes, and the most outlandish thing is the answer or whatever. I kind of, you know, be aware of all the possible permutations. I've been saying for years that we might be the aliens and the pilots of these craft that we think are ETs are probably more terrestrial than we are. Well, I've been saying that for 25 years.
Before the break there, you started getting into the idea of a collective consciousness. And I mean, that really reminds us of our last guest, David Halperin. And we had a really good discussion with him about that. It sounds kind of like you're going like way out on the fringe when you get into that. I don't mean you necessarily yourself in particular.
Well, but I know. It sounds, you know. But if you don't have the background and the research, and you don't know about Earth system science and very credible studies in academia, then it sounds, you know, it sounds like Jesus, what have you been smoking?
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying to David, but at the same time, I was saying that it is really an interesting way to look at the problem. Because, like you say, there are all these interlocking synchronicities, coincidences, facts, beliefs. And, you know, I think we've made the word belief into too much of a dirty word. I don't think we have to be so afraid of it. Because this stuff, like you're saying, the phenomena, this is probably the key sentence and I think you'll agree with this, when I was talking to David, I was saying the phenomena tends to mirror the world view of the experiencer.
Exactly.
Yeah. So looking at the phenomena and the entire subject, the way that you're describing, I think can have a lot of value.
Well, I've always been an odd contrarian. If people say, oh, keep your eyes to the sky, I immediately put my ear to the ground. I'm just one of those kind of people, you know. If everybody says, oh, everything always happens to the south and the west, I turn around and look to the north and the east. I'm just like that. You know, that's a trickster. You know, I've become more and more convinced that the absurdity, the tricksterishness, and the inexplicability of experience in elements that impact our experiences, that these nonsensical things are really crucial and really key to what's going on. And I think that's a connecting sort of mechanism that ties all these divergent so-called paranormal phenomena together. It's on some level.
It doesn't necessarily mean that we have to take it all literally, but it's almost like doing a certain kind of math where everything becomes abstract. But if you plug in all the symbolism into the various places where it should go, you still come out with, you know, or possibly could come out with some kind of an answer in the end. So I definitely think it's worthwhile taking that approach. But yeah, Let's not forget, at the same time, you're a hardcore field guy. You're not just someone who sits around in an armchair, you know, dreaming collective consciousness. Man, you've done like, you know, thousands of miles out there and been
100,000 miles. But yeah, Who's counting? Well, wait a minute. What am I saying? 100,000 miles. That was in like a year and a half. I got a little Toyota truck that had 89,000 miles on it, and I sold it after it just turned over 400. Do the math, that's 320,000 miles in 6 years.
And on your site, I mean, for people who don't know, go to Our Strange Planet, which is your website, .com, I believe.
Yeah.
And there's pictures there of the cameras, some of your work.
In my map, I have a map of like 60, 70 places of note in the San Luis Valley. And if you click on it, a little, you know, description and a photograph comes up. And you can find that on my website. I'm really proud of that. No one else, to my knowledge, has ever done this. Actually take a region of interest and then put, pins in all the cool places and describe why they're cool. I'm so proud of it. I'm up to about 62,000 or 63,000 views. So.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing stuff. Okay, we're going to, before we forget here, go on to another question in our question bank on the Paracast community forums. This is from SRL. And he asks, any new thoughts on Mr. Deep Pockets, i.e. Bigelow, and his fingers all over the military-industrial complex?
Well, first of all, BASS has been shut down. Everybody's been let go. You know, the Bigelow Aerospace something or other, BAAS, is, to my knowledge, is now defunct. One thing. Another thing is, Mr. Bigelow lost his wife, three months ago. Uh-huh. They've been married for, like, childhood sweethearts, I think,
wow, or
they married in college, whatever.
That's
and,
sad.
I really have a sense, you know, because he didn't get the big, contract that everybody thought he was a shoo-in. To get the contract with NASA to supply the modules for the moon and for the space station. There's one test module attached to the ISS, but there was some big contract that he was shooting for that I guess he didn't get. So that and, you know, selling the so-called Skinwalker Ranch. I think he's kind of slowing down a little bit, and I think he's, kind of smelling the roses and dealing with the loss of his wife. I think that was a major thing for him.
Well, that's got to be tough. I mean, you know, he's been a major player in the whole, and he is an experiencer. He's seen one himself, and, you know, our condolences have to go out to him, at least on that level, regardless of whatever else anyone might think. We got another question, though, too, trying to move along here. Can you speak to covert exploitation, PSYOP, or of UFO phenomenon for use by various governments in social engineering? In other words, not all, however, some UFO occurrences are manufactured by the military to reinforce particular belief systems in herding humans in a particular direction. If you get any of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's been going on ever since the 50s. I really like this latest article that came out. I'm trying to remember who wrote it just a week or two ago. It may have been Nick Redfern, about documents that have surfaced about, I think, the U.S. Army. I'm not sure, but some military intelligence, maybe CIA, actually in South America, staging UFO events as part of some sort of PSYOP program. I'm not sure if all the information has come out on that, but if that can be established and corroborated, that's a major smoking gun. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least. I'm often reminded of that wonderful episode of The X-Files when the government agents are you know, dressed up as aliens and they do the My Lab, they grab the person, and then the real aliens come down and abduct them. I just love that. The government's job is what? Control and protection. They're controlling everything and protecting us to make sure that somebody else doesn't come in and control us. And so anything that they do, especially the military, especially the intelligence agencies, anything that they do is all based on control, whether it's a control of information, whether it's a control of situations, whether it's a control of other people's elections, leaders, policy, exploitation of resources. I mean, that's...
Well, basically, if you can name it, then it, they're they'll have their finger in it.
Yeah.
We've got some more fingers to point. Here we go. Gene, Randall, and Chris, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.